Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, January 27, 2019, for the third Sunday after Epiphany. The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 12 to 27. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Gary Brandenburg. This service incorporates the annual meeting of the congregation. The meeting is led by Church Council President, Ken Lohr.
Good morning. Welcome to St. Andrew Lutheran Church. It's a beautiful day. It's good to see all of you here. Today is our annual meeting. Just a few moments, Ken Lohr, who's walking down the aisle right now, our Church Council President, will come and begin to lead us in our annual meeting. The agenda is in the front of your bulletin. I have an announcement regarding Pastor Jen. She is with our, I think it's third graders through sixth graders on a retreat today. So we wish her and all these youngsters a good time, and we miss them in our service. But we understand those kind of retreats are important in the life of our church. The first hymn is on the back of the annual report that you have. If you don't have one with you like me, that song is on page 800 in the ELW. So the verses are announced in the bulletin, and 800 is the page where the hymn is. Those are all the announcements that I have. Again, welcome. Thank you for participating in the business of our church today as we worship the Lord. Let us stand together and share in our confession and forgiveness located at the back of your ELW. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us out. Amen. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouth and the thoughts of our hearts and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And let us pray. Blessed Lord God, you have caused the Holy Scriptures to be written for the nourishment of your people. Grant that we may hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that comforted by your promises, we may embrace and forever hold fast to the hope of eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. A reading from 1 Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that think less honorably, we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with great respect. Whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffers together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
1 Corinthians 12 is the second reading today that is in our lectionary. It's a long one. The word body is mentioned 18 times. The word member is mentioned 15 times. At the end of this reading, we read, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. It's a great experience to look out and see God's body, see Christ here, and you are really important. And that's why on this day, having their annual meeting, this reading to me is so significant. We learn these things from our reading today. There should be no dissension within the body, but the members have the same care for one another. Sometimes we disagree, but we also have care for one another. Sometimes we think we should go in different directions, but we always have care for one another. It's great to see all these children leaving. What a body we have here at St. Andrew. Many ages, all together, one body, but many members. These children will teach us things about how great the body of Christ is. You will teach one another of how important this body is in our community, in the life of your church, as we learn to share our suffering and share our joys. So today, as we gather around reports and whatever we talk about, after the service, you'll be invited to go out and support part of our body, the youth, as they have a spaghetti dinner planned for you. It's a way we can share in what God does in the life of everyone in this body. So today, be the body of Christ and be a positive, important member, because you are important. And I personally am so glad you're here. Probably can't remember a high percentage of your names, but I appreciate you being here, and thank you. Thank you for your participation today in the life of the body of Christ. Amen. We're now going to sing verse 2 of the hymn we started with, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. After we're done singing this, Ken Lurer will come, and he'll lead this body as his president. And we thank you, Ken, for your ministry and life of this church. Let's stand together.
At this point, I'd like to call to order the annual meeting. And we have a quorum? We have a quorum. I was worried. It's awful cold outside. Thanks, everybody, for coming. And thank you, Pastor. Now, I asked the pastor before the service what the temperature was in South Carolina. What was that temperature, Pastor?
It was
50. 50 degrees. Yeah. Would they close your church down if it was this temperature there?
Pardon?
Would they close your... They probably wouldn't have service at your church there, huh?
Oh, they wouldn't
be. Understand. Please take a look at the annual minutes that you've been presented, put together by Denise. Through the process, Denise is going to be taking the notes on where we go through. It's a little bit cumbersome. We're going to be using the Roberts Rules of Order. As we go through that, I'll be asking for somebody to make a motion. At that time, I ask you to raise your hand. I'll call on you. Please stand, state your name, so Denise can get it into the minutes, and then we'll move forward. Okay? Thank you for that. At this point in time, I want to review the annual report. Okay? So take a look at the annual report. If you look at that, the first page has got the table of contents and the church council, which we'll introduce later. And the second page where it says reports, I'd like to read the St. Andrew Lutheran Church mission statement. The life of ministry of St. Andrew Lutheran Church shall be open to all who wish to express their faith in God through Jesus Christ by worship, learning, witness, and service. From this gathering of God's people shall come Christian love as members minister to each other, the community, the nation, and the world. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the life and mission of this church can be fulfilled by those within it. Therefore, we wish to express our love of Jesus Christ through faithful support of and active participation in the mission and ministry of St. Andrew Lutheran Church. Throughout this booklet, there's repeats of that last sentence. Therefore, we wish to express our love of Jesus Christ through faithful support of and active participation in the mission and ministry of St. Andrew Lutheran Church. There's just so many people involved in the ministries and the service of this church. I'd like to thank each and every one of you that has participated in that. There's too much to cover to go through all of the different reports out there, but please read over the different information that's in there. You have the interim pastor's report, Pastor Gary, on page 6. Page 7 is the associate pastor, Pastor Jen. The visitation pastor, Pastor Jeff. The president's report, I'd like to highlight the portion that I've got in there as a passage from Mark 10:45. It says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Mark 10:45. And I ask you, as I ask myself these questions, how are you and I being asked to serve? What gifts do you have that would serve this church, this community, the LCA, and the world? Again, there's different reports in here, the vice president's reports, parish administrator. There's just so much to cover here. If you look at it, it's an enormous undertaking. A few things I'd like to highlight on page 13, the middle of the page down there where it says Christian Education Youth Ministries, there's been a change there. And if you look down where it says visions, goals and visions for the next year, the Christian Education and Youth Ministries will formally merge to create the Faith Formation Ministry. On the next page is information on the Faith Formation Task Force. Please read this. There's a lot here. This is a faith formation task force that has a 1 to 3 year plan for the church. And the task force listed as Dana, Stephanie, Ruth, Pastor Craig, Nate, Marissa, Sandy, Bob, Pastor Jen, Sheila, and Caroline worked diligently to put this together. They used a text of Growing Young, 6 essential strategies to help young people discover and love your church. And you can see there's 5 tasks that they have on there. And if you look at it again, it says 1 to 3 years. So this is an extensive effort over time. Go ahead. We will release the Sunday school at this time. That's okay. The kids come first, right? At least I've known that when our grandson visits. Right, dear? Yeah. Page 16, Mark will go through the highlights of the finance and stewardship. In social ministry, I'd like to highlight something that I think is just a tremendous program. This is the third year we developed and increased the team of volunteers from St. Andrew to the Wausau Warming Center. We cover that 3 Fridays per month from November 1st through April 30th. I was kidding a little bit about how cold it is out there. But can you imagine being homeless in this weather? So that's a great effort, and I really appreciate all the people that went to support that. In the worship ministry, I'd like to highlight where it says the music staff. This year, Al presented the marvelous Christmas cantata. And if you were here or participated, there was over 100 in the orchestra, the choir, and the bell choir. And I swear, as I sat there and listened to the music that was being presented, and I closed my eyes, I think I could see a little bit of heaven. Unbelievable, the gift of the music that's here from this group and from Al. Thank you, Al. Thank you. On the bottom of the worship ministry, it's got the last sentence says, the new year. Cheryl Allen, the chairperson for this, summed up, I think, something that I'm trying to send as a message today. And she said, what gifts will you bring to the new year? What are you being called to do? And finally, on the back page, I'd like to highlight something. The second sentence says, you shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. Mark 12:30. If you look at the bottom there where it says strengths, there's a question. What God-given abilities, passions, and skills have you discovered in your life? And off to the side, there's a little paragraph that says, may responses to these questions, and you're being asked to ask these to yourself, may your response to these questions help you gain new insight and vitality into your relationship with God, your relationship with each other, and your relationship with the world. There's a lot in this document. Please, I'd like to acknowledge all the work and the effort for so many people that have put together this. Each month, they put together a document that says, here's what's happening, and this is the culmination in the annual report. Thank you, everyone, for all the work that you've put together for this. Thank you. At this point in time, I'll accept a motion to accept the two things, the approval of the 2018 annual meeting minutes and the overview and reception of the reports just covered. Please raise your hand if you're ready to make a motion. Please. Stan, state your name, please.
Dan
Ball. Dan? Thank you. We have a motion. I need a second. Please stand.
Sarah Larr, I second the motion.
Okay. Denise, I'm looking at Denise to make sure she's okay. Okay. Any discussion? Okay. If not, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. At this point in time, I'd like to introduce the council. And if you're there, please stand. Myself as president, Kerry. Please remain standing. Kerry is the vice president. Dana. Tammy. Lynn. Chris. Sandra. In the kitchen. Okay. Sandra's often in the kitchen and does a marvelous job there. Sheila? No? Okay. And Lisa? Okay. Thank you. You go through it, ministries that they cover. Dana's in charge of the Christian education. Tammy, fellowship. Lynn, the finance/stewardship. Myself is memorial gift. Kerry is personnel. Chris is property. Sandra, the social. And Sheila is worship. She replaced Mari, who stepped back because of the birth of her child. And Lisa is youth. So thank every one of them for their efforts. At this point in time, Pastor Gary, if you would introduce the staff.
As an interim pastor, I joined the staff a few months ago, and you hate to use the word fun, but I'm going to use the word joyful. The time I've been here has been a joyful experience to work with these folks, and let me introduce them to you. Our pastors, Jen Collins, who's gone. Jeff Bartenson was here this morning. Jeff is our visitation. There's Jeff. Please stand. Remain standing. Our music coordinator, Al Freiberg. Our bookkeeper, Sheldon Geiger. Our parish administrator, Shelby Jurtison. Our church secretary, Joy Mitchell. Our custodian, Shannon Vanovich. And these folks who are musicians who serve us so well, Joel. Joanne. And Mari. Thank you, staff.
At this point, Pastor Gary, we're going to talk about.
So in your packet of materials today, you have our council nominee biographies, as well as a blue ballot. I am very, very grateful for the names that were brought up to our nominating committee and for the people that accepted nominations. At this time, I will read and hope that if they are in our meeting tonight, that they would stand. Our nominees for the four seats that are available on council this coming year are Dana Harold, Herb Hain, Derek Hoff, Ken Lohr, and Dan Malm. If you could, on your ballot, you may select up to four names, and then once you cast your ballot, if you could fold them and send them towards the inside aisle, we will have people collecting those. As we are wrapping up the balloting, I would just like to shortly introduce, every year we present a narrative budget, and part of that budget is also seeing the stories of St. Andrew. So we put together just a short video of some of the snapshots of our church in action in 2018.
Good morning. Just to let everybody know, the video will also be available on the website on Monday, so you can watch that again if you would like. In your handout packet, You should have a page with the narrative budget, which shows the five different mission categories that we put our expenses into to show what the money is being used for. And on the back of that is the more detailed numbered report that shows what our 2019 budget is compared to 2018 budget and also 2018 actual. I'm not going to go through much of the detail at all because we do that in our December meeting when we go through the details and offer a lot of opportunities to ask questions. But just generally, each October, the ministries get together and they plan what their activities are going to be for the coming year and put together what their spending plan is. For 2019, the spending plan comes out to $793,445. That's an increase of just $3,400 from what it was for 2018. There's really very few changes in the detail items. Our budgets are pretty consistent from year to year. A couple of the big changes this year were that we included an additional $7,500 for recruitment and relocation expenses for a new lead pastor. We've increased our planned benevolence to the ELCA by about $4,800. Total compensation costs are actually down about $7,000, and the budget does include our estimate for what it would cost for the new lead pastor for 8 months. And obviously, we really don't know how long that's going to be or what it's going to be, but that's what's in the budget. As far as income goes, we've estimated that our income is going to be $750,000. That's a decrease of $25,000 from 2018. In 2018, we had planned on $775,000. We got $761,000, so we were about $13,000 below what we had planned. Our challenge is that we only get pledges from about one-third of our families. So we have one-third that tell us this is what we're going to give, and the rest we have to kind of to calculate and estimate what it's going to be. And our best estimate for the coming year is $750,000. We obviously hope that we will exceed that, but that's what we estimated. So the plan is for a $43,000 deficit for the year. Our planned deficit for 2018 was $15,000, and we actually ended up with a surplus of $12,000. So we were $27,000 better for the year than what we had planned. And again, hopefully the offerings will be higher than what we estimated. If not, our spending, we do have some flexibility with that. Obviously, some of the property things that are budgeted, other expenses may not be spent if the offerings aren't there. But we try and start out with the spending plan. This is what we want to do, and then hope that the rest of the offerings will come in. Are there any questions? No questions? Then we ask for a motion, or you ask for a motion? Thank you. Oh, okay.
I'll hold you in case there are any questions.
Okay.
At this point in time, I'm going to read Resolution 1. This is the 2019 budgeted spending plan adoption. Okay. With intentional effort to be good stewards of the gifts received, the ministry groups and parish staff have submitted budget requests to the finance/stewardship ministry, who then made adjustments and presented a proposed budget of $793,445 to the Congregational Council. This budget was unanimously approved by the Council at the meeting on December 20, 2018. The Congregational Council recommends and requests that this budget be adopted as the 2019 operational spending plan budget by the voting members of this at this January 27, 2019 annual meeting. Additionally, the Congregation of St. Andrew Lutheran Church shall recommit themselves to any additional gifts and offerings in 2019 as may be required to support any non-budgeted needs for the 2019 program year. That's the resolution. I need a motion to accept. Please stand, Mary. Okay, I need a second. Please state your name.
Mike Fox. I second the motion.
We have a motion and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. At this point in time, the Vice President Carey will do the council nominations.
While they're still counting, so while we're waiting, I'll just do my other point of business. At this time, I would like to update the congregation on our current status on our pastoral transition. So three major steps have happened since the beginning of our pastoral transition in September. In November, we welcomed Pastor Gary to walk with us, and the Ministry Site Profile Committee was appointed by the Church Council. The Ministry Site Profile Committee was tasked with creating a document that describes the life and the ministry of St. Andrew. This document is used by the Synod to recommend potential candidates, as well as by the potential candidates to learn more about St. Andrew. I am happy to announce that the MSP committee has completed their task, and the MSP was approved by the Church Council this past Thursday. With the MSP completed, the Church Council took the next step in our transition, and that was we appointed six congregational members to serve on our call committee. The call committee will meet with Pastor Amy Engebos of the Synod the first part of February, and they will begin the next step in our process, which is the call process. Once this process begins, we will commit it again as this council to update you of the progress of the call committee, and we promise to share and take your input to them and receive input back from them. We are very thankful for the time and the hard work committed by our MSP committee, and we ask that you continue to pray for our pastors, our staff, our lay leaders, and our synod advisors as our transition continues. Okay, I still don't see numbers, so I'm going to go to the next thing on my agenda. as a point of information, the next time we meet as a congregation will likely be for our a congregational meeting to vote for the calling of a new pastor. We are hoping at the same time that we do that, we would have one other point of business on our agenda, and that is to just approve some congregational updates. And as a little background, St. Andrew uses the model constitution like other governing documents of the church. It reflects the theology and the polity of the church, and it organizes itself to preach the gospel as we organize ourselves to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. The documents also demonstrate our commitment to seeing ourselves with others as part of the one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And such, the model constitution for congregations is deeply rooted in Scripture, the Lutheran confessions, and the history of the church and its predecessors. There are 18 chapters in the model constitution of the ELCA, which our church uses. The majority of the chapters of our constitution are mandatory, and they cannot be edited or changed. And these chapters define the nature of the church, its purpose, the right of the congregation, as well as the definition of the membership, rostered ministers, and our affiliation with the ELCA. St. Andrew is able to edit chapters and sections of the Constitution that specifically relate to our governance and daily mission. This includes our congregational meeting, officers, councils, and standing committees. And we are allowed to add bylaws and resolutions to further define the structure and the governance of St. Andrew. Every 3 years, at Churchwide Assembly, amendments to the mandatory sections of the Model Constitution are voted upon, and then congregations must update their constitution to reflect these mandatory changes. This fall, the changes needed to bring our constitution into conformity with the 2013 and the 2016 changes to the Model Constitution were made. In addition to the mandatory changes, we identified and defined the St. Andrew Endowment Fund and included the bylaws of that fund to our Constitution. We added clarification as to our meeting, annual meeting, and our standing committees at St. Andrew. The Church Council has approved these updates and additions and would like the congregation to vote to approve these changes the next time we meet as a congregational meeting. In the meantime, we encourage our members to view the annotated copy of the Constitution, which shows the mandatory changes and the additions that were made. And they are also, and we have added the link of this document of our Constitution onto our website. And it is annotated in color by the changes, so I highly recommend, if you are interested in reviewing it, that you use the link on the website. However, our church office is available to print a copy of that for you if you would like to review it on paper. We will be scheduling two meetings prior to March 1st to review and discuss the changes with any members who may have questions, and you will see this then as an action item on the next congregational meeting. And I think Shelby's behind me with the results. Okay. And the results of our balloting, we have four positions to fill. The four positions will be filled by Dana Harold, Herb Hain, Derek Hoff, Ken Lure, and our alternate in the event that we have a member of the council unable to serve this year at any time will be Dan Malm. Thank you, all of the candidates, or excuse me, nominees, for putting their name forward, and I look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you. It's me again. Sorry. Our final piece of business for today's meeting is our resolution of thanksgiving. The congregation of St. Andrew Lutheran Church wishes to recognize and give thanks to the faithful, dedicated, and caring service provided to its members and the community by our pastors and staff. Additionally, we are grateful for the leadership and support from the elected and appointed members, as well as the many who have volunteered their time, their talent, and financial resources to carry out the mission and ministry of St. Andrew Lutheran Church. Do I have a motion to receive this resolution? Okay, a second? Thank you. We have a motion of on the floor to accept the resolution of thanksgiving. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
At this point in time, just before we have the motion to adjourn, I want to thank everybody that has taken part of all that means to be St. Andrew. And specifically, I'd like to thank Pastor Gary. It's been a blessing to having you here. We thank the fact that you're here, even though it's 50 degrees where you live and 10 below where we are. At this point in time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. I need somebody to make a motion. Please stand. Okay, need a second? Please stand. Okay, thank you. No discussion on that. All those in favor of adjourning this meeting signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, Pastor, it's yours.
Please stand as we sing our hymn. It's on page 800 in the ELW. United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church. Empower bishops, pastors, deacons, teachers, evangelists, and all members of Christ's body with your Spirit. Open our hearts to hear your word of life and respond in lives of service. Lord, in your mercy. For the earth, for all creatures of the land, air, and water. Heal the environments damaged by disaster or pollution. Make us wise stewards of all you have entrusted into our care. Lord, in your mercy. For the nations, liberate us from our captivity to fear and ways of violence. Free those who are unjustly imprisoned and those who are imprisoned for working for freedom. Give us vision to seek the pathways of peace. Lord, in your mercy. For those in need, rescue those who suffer abuse or neglect. Bring an end to hunger and greed. Accompany those who are alone and vulnerable. Comfort those who grieve and all who are ill, especially those who look to us for prayer and those whom we carry in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. And for this assembly, bless those who proclaim your word and those who teach. Bless those whose talents are not recognized, and teach us to honor the gifts of all your people. Lord, in your mercy. And with thanksgiving, we remember those who have gone before us in faith. Wipe away all tears and bring us with them into the joy of the resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Please share the peace of Christ with one another. Please stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned into wine, he revealed your glory. And so with the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And after they had supped, he took the cup, gave thanks, said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us pray the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as you trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table. Our communion table is open to all. Feast on God's abundant life for you. You may be seated and you will be ushered to Holy Communion. As we share in our communion prayer, I invite you to the spaghetti dinner for our youth, and we'll have our prayer for the dinner at this time also. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at this banquet table, and that you provide another table for us as we celebrate our youth and the ministry they provide to this world. Send your Spirit with us now, and nourish us not only at this table with your bread and wine, but nourish us at the table that we will gather at in our fellowship hall. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free. Use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who blesses us in the food we now eat. Amen. The God of glory dwell with you richly. May he name you beloved and shine brightly on your path. And the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and the life of this congregation, and may it remain with us always. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is our light.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.